Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Library, art gallery cost estimated at $68.8 million. The cultural hub at Tom Davies Square is slated to carry a total budget of $68.8 million and open by the end of 2026. That is, pending City Council approval, with their next decision point scheduled for their November 28 meeting. The proposed budget exceeds City Council direction to limit the project to $65 million. In a report tabled this week, City Senior Project Manager Facilities, Large Capital Nick Zinger outlined the latest information on the long-discussed Central Library, Art Gallery of Sudbury. The project would take shape at City Hall, and most municipal operations would shift to 199 Larch Street, which the city owns. The library, art gallery, multicultural facility transforms an already iconic public building and sparks a revitalization of Greater Sudbury's historic downtown by reimagining the Civic Center building into approximately 86,000 square feet of iconic architecture, according to Zinger's report. Read the full story here. Pros and Stars Training for Dancing with the Easter Seals Stars. The Stars and Pros have been paired off and are now deep in training for the 13th annual Dancing with the Easter Seals Stars, set to take over the Caruso Club on February 23, 2024. On November 15, Easter Seals hosted a meet and greet for the participants at Don's Pizza. It was an opportunity for folks to meet each other and learn why the fundraiser is so important to the organization. Our Pros and Stars are now paired up and off to rehearsals. We certainly try to put the fun in fundraising, said MJ Papin, Community Development Officer for Easter Seals Ontario, Sudbury, in a news release. Expanding our roster to 10 dance teams this year has not only allowed us to grow the event, but gets more people talking about the good works we are doing for Easter Seals kids across the province. The impact of everyone's individual efforts collectively changes the lives of so many children, granting them access to essential mobility equipment, services, programs, and summer camp opportunities that help children and youth with physical disabilities reach their full potential and make the most of their abilities. Read the full story here. Feds give local resources for vulnerable people a $107,000 boost. Three local resources that provide services to vulnerable people are sharing in $107,576 in funding from the Community Services Recovery Fund. Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe made the announcement on November 17. The services receiving funding are Blue Door Soup Kitchen, $26,880, Canadian Mental Health Association Sudbury, Manitoulin, $66,920, and Busy Bees, $13,776. Each of these organizations plays a crucial role in delivering meaningful resources to our community, especially during times of need and uncertainty, LaPointe said in a news release. Mine Supply Group calls for Hall of Fame nominees. Mine Connect is seeking nominees for its 2023 Hall of Fame Awards. The organization, which advocates for Northern Ontario's mining supply and service companies, is calling for submissions of worthy members to be inducted into the group's Hall of Fame. A tradition that dates back to 2007, the Hall of Fame recognizes outstanding leaders who have made significant contributions to the advancement of Northern Ontario's mining industry over their lifetimes. The acknowledgement is intended for those, living or deceased, who have contributed at least 20 years of accomplishment and impact in the sector. Past inductees include Ross Woodward of Timmins, president at the Bucket Shop, 2022, Norbert Hoffman of Sudbury, founder of Navenco, 2021, Steve Mattish of Sudbury, co-founder at Ionic Technology Group, 2020, and Walter Sigelkow of Sudbury, co-founder at Hardline, 2020. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Avery Roy cracks Team Ontario on her first attempt. At just 13 years of age, Avery Roy might not yet possess the full scope of life experiences that would allow her to enjoy a measured perspective on all of her achievements in gymnastics. For now, the talented representative of the Sudbury Laurels will have to be content with relying on those in her support group to confirm that her cracking the Team Ontario Tour selection recently is a big deal, a really, really big deal. My coach, she started crying, My mom started crying, Roy said, recalling the setting just a few weeks back as the level 7 gymnast became the first from Sudbury since 2015, when Kayla Foles was named, to earn a spot on the roster that will travel to Phoenix, Arizona, in January. I didn't cry, added Roy, with a smile. The fact that the grade 8 student at Valley View Public School would accomplish this in her very first attempt at tryouts, pitted in the 14-plus grouping against a majority of athletes who are older than her, only adds to the scope of this feat. Read the full story here. Oh, Christmas tree. Aurelia's tree lighting sparks controversy. Anticipation hung heavy in the air Friday night as hundreds of people gathered around the Aurelia Opera House for the annual tree lighting ceremony that serves as the unofficial kickoff to the Christmas season. Wide-eyed kids and adults alike turned their attention to the big evergreen tree as Mayor Don McIsaac led a countdown to the big moment. But the big moment became a big letdown as, to everyone's surprise, only the trunk of the tree was lit up. Some started a second countdown, hoping it was just a glitch. It was not. It was very disappointing, said Aurelia Matters reader Linda Wiltz, echoing the sentiments of many who found the whole thing underwhelming. It didn't help that McIsaac's microphone did not work, either. Read the full story here.